Thank you for listening to this podcast from International Living Radio. For 30 years, International Living has been showing people how they can live happier, healthier lives in some of the most beautiful places on earth for a fraction of what they pay at home. InternationalLiving.com, your source for living the good life for less overseas.
Hi, I'm Dan Prescher. She was a nursing supervisor in London, and he was a young soldier helping guard the royal family. They met, married, and succeeded in life and business beyond their wildest dreams, and were ready to retire in Florida when the global economic crash made them change their plans. How did Don and Anita McGray wind up in Cotacachi, Ecuador, being anything but retired? We'll find out on today's episode of Finding Your Overseas Paradise. Don, Anita, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. We're sitting here in your beautiful apartment in Cotacachi, Ecuador, but you guys are obviously not from around here. How did you guys end up in Cotacachi?
Good question, Don. We were investing heavily in the stock market when we lived in Florida. Mm-hmm. The idea of living in Florida was to retire. And in a period of 3 weeks, we lost over $500,000. Oh. So we had to rethink the whole thing. We went on the internet. We started looking around. We looked at International Living. And we thought, whoa, Ecuador. Let's look at Ecuador. That's how it all started. And here we are.
And you, I understand, since I talked to you before, where we live in the same complex, actually, that you're originally from Wales, and you get kind of a homey feeling here.
Absolutely. Wales, my little part of Wales, is in the mountains. Mm-hmm. A little valley nestling in between big mountains. I come to Cotacachi, to a little town nestling in between big mountains. I'm home.
No. And Anita, I understand that, are you a London gal? Were you born in
London? No, I'm from Manchester, north of England.
Ah.
And a very busy city. And it was a hamlet when I was small, but it's grown enormously. And I found that I was in the south of England was the best place to do my nursing career. Mm-hmm. And when I was nursing, that's when I met Dom. And he was in the military for 12 years. And then when he retired from that, we opened up business and we've travelled all over the world. Well, this is the best place that we've ever been, I can assure you.
You guys have been around. You've had a long history of business and travel around the world.
That's
what eventually brought you to Florida. Where did you guys go before that? Did you go directly to Florida?
Well, we lived in Germany for some time.
Yeah.
And Spain.
Spain.
And we can compare, well, we did compare this with Spain, southern Spain, when we first came here. Obviously, because you speak Spanish, and the dwellings, the cities, the architecture, Spanish. And we felt quite at home with that. But then when we came to Cotacachi, oh, we changed our mind completely about anywhere else. We didn't go traveling after that. We were home.
There are only 7,000 people in this village.
That's right, yeah.
Is that part of what attracts you to Cotacachi?
Well, yes, because it's a quiet, sleepy town scenario. I mean, there are some beautiful cities in Ecuador, but big cities have big problems, like any big city in the world. Whereas you come to Cotacachi, we're not confronted with these problems. And that is so, so important to us.
It really is a quality of life.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Couldn't have put that better.
The people are wonderful. The food's wonderful. The air's pure. I'm asthmatic, or I was until I came here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, Don, that you were thinking about retirement, but you obviously haven't retired now that you've hit the ground here. You guys have something big going on over on the other side of Cotacachi, and that's not retirement-grade business over there.
Well, bottom line is, I will never, ever retire. Mm-hmm. I will take things a little easier, I'm sure, as time goes by, But as for retiring, no, it's not me. The project here in Cotacachi is a retirement living complex for people who want to get away from the expensive and extortionately expensive US of A and UK prices.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Ecuador, we can offer total quality of life at a fraction of the cost of what it would be in the USA and the UK. And this is what we find attractive.
So you're talking about a residential complex, but a residential plus.
Absolutely. The initial building is going to be for 70 condominiums. And in addition to that, it'll have a gymnasium, swimming pool, restaurant, doctor's room, and a micro market, and a small chapel.
There is absolutely nothing like that in Cotacachi right now.
We were told by the vice president of Ecuador when we met him the first time at La Mirage at a New Year's party. When I spoke to him about this is going to be unique in Cotacachi, his words to me were, this is unique in Ecuador, which was, quite an interesting reply.
And that's because not only for the size, starting out with 70 units in Cotacachi is extraordinary by itself, but there will also be a healthcare component to this. And Anita, I understand that from your background in nursing, you're going to be involved in the healthcare side.
Yes.
Of the project as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, because there's quite a number of aged people here.
Yeah.
And they're getting older. It was suggested to us, what are we going to do as we get older? There's nowhere. And that was another reason why we decided we'd start the clinic. And then we went drifted from the clinic to going on to anybody who needs help as they get older. Infirmity sets in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't manage so much. So we've kept all the units on one level. No ridges. Everything easy for people who are disabled.
Well, that's why the vice president of Ecuador was
because
he's in a wheelchair.
Well, that's why we were talking about it. And we also know that grab rails everywhere. And everything on one level.
Mm-hmm.
And it became obvious to us we've gone from a small beginnings to quite a huge investment. And we've had all the experts in who've added their little bits to say to us, such as people who are already here and are wishing for this to happen. And they've given us their ideas. So that's what we've done, such as the showers, grab rails, lighting, everything to be for the comfort of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And to bear in mind that as you get older, if you get infirm, you don't have to go home to be looked after by your children. You can actually stay here in the same unit and have extra care.
The options here for people who need healthcare and assistance in their residential area,
that's right.
There's just nothing for them to fall back on, especially if they want to have family close to them. And it sounds like this project will have plenty of units for family members and people who need health care or assistance to both live in the same complex.
Exactly.
That's
and the point is, it's not going to be at all expensive. It's so much within their budget. If they're only on a pension in America or Britain, they can well afford to live here and not be afraid of having to pay out for medical expenses because of the nurses and the doctors that are already included in the complex.
And your labour costs here are so low that you can control those healthcare costs.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I can add to that by saying that, say, for instance, in the US, you have a pension of $2,000 a month. Quite frankly, that just about cuts it, if that, in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here in Ecuador, it will cost you at the tops $1,000 a month, which means you live like a lord, and then you still have $1,000 left, which means you've got quality money there to travel and do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So all your money's not tied up in simply living. And this is what we find very attractive about about Cotacachi in particular.
And that's exactly what so many people in the United States are worried about right now. That's why we're getting the kind of attention here that we're getting.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you will also probably put to work a lot of people here in the community. I can imagine what your staff would be like.
That's what the mayor's very thankful for.
Yeah.
They're going to be employing at least
30. We made a pact when we set this thing up. Anita and I have been very successful in our lives together, financially and otherwise. And we made a pact that we would like to put something back into society. Cotacachi, Ecuador in particular, needs a lot of help. There's a lot of poverty here. Men find it difficult to find jobs. Women find it virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm.
That said, we will anticipate we will probably employ 30 to 40 people. And most of them are going to be women, which is a great thing for this town.
That's huge in a community like this.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you have had the cooperation, obviously, of the city council, the mayor.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
a great deal of help. And they've also had interpreters for us until we learned Spanish to help us. You know, now we're more conversant with the language. But we can pop in at any time. Very friendly, aren't they?
Yes.
It occurs to me that we haven't mentioned the name of the project yet.
Oh,
amazing. Yeah.
It's Hacienda de las Flores.
Hacienda de las Flores. And is that the website address as well? How do we
Website address is ecuadorlifestyle.com.
Okay. Excellent. Royal wedding coming up, you guys. I can't talk to you without talking about the royal wedding.
Oh,
because
amazing.
Don, because I know you, I know that you served in the military and had a little bit to do with the royal family. Are you guys looking forward to the wedding?
Oh, very much so. We
yes.
are royalists, I can tell you.
Yes, I was heavily involved with the royal family in my time in the military. So this is of great interest to us. And I have to tell you, looking at the stuff on TV as we do, these two look really, really in love. And I think it's great. I just really hope it works out.
Of course it will.
I really, really hope it works out.
Well, now, I think that in our time zone, the wedding comes on at, wedding coverage starts at about 5 in the morning.
I believe it's 3 here.
3 o'clock.
Yes,
yeah.
I've already got it on record.
Okay.
Just for chance I oversleep.
So you guys have taken care of that.
Oh, yes.
I usually ask people about long-term plans, but Hacienda de las Flores is going to be a significant time commitment for you guys.
Absolutely, and this is phase one, don't forget. Phase two, because we still own at least 45% more of usable land.
Mm-hmm.
So the 55% will be used on this first phase. The 45% will be used for different options which we have. But the main option is a further up to 80 more condominiums.
150 units total.
Yeah. That could change. I mean, we could moderate that. We could be put in a clinic. It's all sorts of options because we have the space.
And I want to make it clear that this is not an assisted living facility. This is a residential facility that can provide health care if needed.
Yeah,
that's right. That's the way to look at it. It can be assisted for those that need it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of all the nursing and the doctors that are already on the premises, you know, on call 24 hours a day. And so anybody who's nervous about leaving their country and the facilities they've got now, it's all here and it's all very luxurious.
You say if anybody's nervous about what's going on back in the States.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Everybody's nervous.
Well, I suppose they are because we were and we found it was the best thing we ever did.
It's a shame because we love the US of A. In particular Florida and our wonderful neighbours. But, I mean, the reality is this world has gone crazy and we're all paying the price because of greed, except here in Ecuador, for whatever reason, we seem to be sheltered from that.
It's a bubble, isn't it? We seem to be in a bubble.
You know, how long that'll last, I don't know.
But the economy is strong here.
It'll stay our lifetime.
It's nice while it does last, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I feel confident that we can settle here for many years. The economy is good, and it's the dollar, which we're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they were to change and go to back to another currency, including all the rest of South American currencies, I believe that could happen. That's going to be no detriment to the quality of life here. And I can't stress enough, the quality of life is superb.
I mean, if you need to buy a car here, there is no real need. But if you do need to buy a car here, gas at $1.45 a gallon, that really does cut it with me compared with $3.80, $4 and up. In the U.S.?
That surprises,
England is much worse.
Surprises me, Don, because as long as we've been here, I haven't bought a liter or a gallon of gas, so I didn't know what the price was. Thanks for clearing that up. One of the beautiful things about being here is that you don't need a car to get around the village, and you the cost to take the buses to nearby towns like Otavalo, Ibarra, is so low.
Absolutely.
And they're so proficient. There's so many of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, every 5 or 10 minutes, there's a bus comes along, and they're stopping all these quiet little places where you think, oh, I've got to walk from here. There's a bus everywhere, everywhere you
And it's kind of neat to go back in time and travel on the bus, you know?
Yes, it is.
This is something that I usually ask the expats that I talk to, and you guys might have something in mind. Anybody who's considering making this move, what's the biggest single piece of advice that you could offer them? You come from a very distinctive background. You've done so much before you actually got to Ecuador. Is there a single piece of advice or a lesson that you learned that you'd like to share with?
Well,
come and have a look.
Honest advice is come see and rent a place for a month, 2 months, whatever. Get a feel of what this place is really like. I mean, you know what it's like. You go on a vacation and it's all milk and honey. Everything is wonderful. But when you live in a place, this is the real world. So I would suggest strongly, come down, rent a place for a couple of months, and then decide. This is what we did. Although we were fairly rapid in buying this apartment, we bought it on day 3.
But yes,
I have to qualify that. This, to me, for the money we paid for it, $50,000 for a 3-bedroom condominium, it was a no-brainer not to buy it.
It's hard to pass up a deal like that.
Absolutely. You know, you paid more than that as a deposit
in
the rest of the world.
And you guys obviously got what we call a gut feeling after you were here for a while.
Absolutely.
And I think that's great advice. If you can stay on the ground in the place that you're considering long enough to get that feeling about it, either for or against.
Absolutely.
Then you've done the necessary research.
Well, the spring-like temperature all the year round is an added incentive here, particularly Cotacachi. There are other places in Ecuador that are much warmer, but then you've got mosquitoes, which you've got to have everywhere that's over 70, 75 degrees.
Yeah.
Whereas here, we don't have... People might be thinking, oh, spiders, snakes, bugs. We never see them.
It's
we
amazing
don't have any
that
of the
they're
creepy
not up here,
crawlers. Isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's so clean. The people wash their pavements, as we call them. You call them sidewalks in America. They wash them every morning. Everywhere you go, you don't see trash anywhere. It's all collected. It's a good, modern town, which is marvellous. Because I did envisage when I came to South America, you know, smells and detritus everywhere. But it isn't big like that.
It's a remarkably clean
place. Beautifully clean place. Yeah.
You guys, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been a pleasure. And best of luck with your project, Hacienda de los Flores.
Thank you, Don.
Remind me of the website one more time, Don.
It's www.ecuadorlifestyle.com.
Got it. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.